The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And welcome
to Sports Maneuver Radio.
That's right.
Are you ready for this?
Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Like a breath of fresh air.
Who's ready for
Lisa Nooch?
Nooch.
I Nooch. And EJ the Rainmaker.
We are now live in 3, 2, 1.
All right, hello again, and welcome to Sports Palooza Radio. I am EJ, and I never get tired of our opening music. Oh, I'm chilling out with the lovely Lisa today. Hello, Lisa. How are you doing? What's happening over there?
I'm melting. I'm hot. Yeah. I'm in a New York heat wave.
It's amazing, right?
And I said I would not complain when it got too cold, that if the hot weather came around, mm-hmm. I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I lied.
You lied.
I lied.
You are full of poo.
I'm full of poo. I lied. I'm full of poo.
Man.
I don't like this weather.
Yeah.
I am absolutely crabby. And
she is. I can confirm that.
Yeah, so is he. And, you know, it's just, it's not just the, gee, it's hot out.
Yeah, it's scorching hot. Humidity
out.
Is stupid, too. We're expecting another thunderstorm. And, of course, that always brings in a nice little bit of heat and. That.
Yeah, you would think.
Not that I mind a thunderstorm, you know, but
you would think it would cool things
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it depends on what time of the day, you know.
Yeah. it can really. I mean, we turned the air conditioner off, which I didn't even want to do in the studio,
I know, right?
So that you couldn't hear it at home.
Yeah.
The next time, if it's this hot, I don't care if you hear the air conditioner.
Yeah, next
at
time
home,
we're leaving the air conditioner on. You're just gonna hear
yep,
in the background,
and
we're not gonna care. But all right, hey everybody, wow. So we have a cool show today. Jordan Zucker hung out with us. Now, Jordan's your ringleader for the modern-day female sports fan. That's just awesome. Oh, God. I love what she's doing over there. She's hanging out at Girls Guide to Sports.com, and she's having some fun. She's having some fun, honey. She's up to episode 10 now. I don't know if you saw her. She's the recent trip to Chase Field in Arizona just went up the other day on her website. Now, my God. I love her perspective, too. I mean, eat, drink, and be merry, baby. Pretty cool interview. This is going to be fun.
It was. It was a great interview. And Jordan's not only out, you know, bringing you guys great stories and bringing you around to different parks and,
mm-hmm.
you know, really showing people that girls do like sports.
Right?
But she also has this fundraising aspect of some of the work that she's done, which I've been pretty impressed by. So we get into that in the interview. So stick around. That'll be coming up soon.
Yeah, she's doing something, I think, and, you know, as a woman, you know, you think, you know, this is something that guys love to do. I want to see every stadium, and I want to go do the, you know, and she's doing it from a woman's perspective, and
well,
I dig on that.
That's the thing, though, that's interesting, and it was the way you just said it, to a woman's perspective. And my feeling about it is that our perspective isn't necessarily any different than yours,
right?
As a sports fan. It's not, you know, we shouldn't be out there going, this is a woman's perspective on this field. No, it's a sports fan's perspective.
Yeah.
And that's what she is, and that's what I am. And when we've done our stuff in the past, and even our shows that we're doing, I'm a female. I'm sitting here. I'm not bringing you the woman's view. I'm bringing you the sports fan's view. Unless there's a particular topic that we talk about that has to have that one side or another side viewpoint.
Yeah, the NFL almost certainly manly. You know what I mean? Like,
tread lightly on this topic.
Hey, well, you know, if, I mean, as far as, hey. Yeah.
Look, the deal is, and this is exactly what Jordan's about, is that girls like sports too.
Well, women love the NFL as much as men do, for sure.
There are so many friends of mine who love sports, female friends of mine love sports, love the NFL, love college football,
soccer,
college basketball.
Yeah.
They're obsessed. I mean, if you just look even at my Facebook page, like 90% of my friends and 90% of my friends are, you know, into this and go to games on a regular basis.
And they have kids who are all out there doing
it
too, right?
And it's the mothers who have stereotypically bring kids into sports when at a young age, you know, and the dads are stereotypically out coaching. I would like to actually forget male, female perspective and just remember that we're all sports fans enjoying a football game, a baseball game, whatever. Yeah. So the World Cup.
That's it. I mean, the World Cup's going on right now. We just watched, you and I just went to lunch this afternoon over at, where we go, Ruby Tuesdays, hung out, watch England and Colombia go to the penalty shootout situation. Baby. That's fun. Obviously, Lisa, can you pay attention to me for a second? Yes, honey. But can I pay attention to the shootout a little bit?
Yeah, I am a World Cup widow. I mean, I'm pretty much a World Cup widow, college basketball widow.
Sorry.
An NFL widow.
I know. I have a sign for every season that says, we now interrupt this marriage to bring you whatever season is going on.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, but you're good at it. You love all the stuff, and you give me the space to love all my stuff, too, though, so it's cool.
And by the way, you heard that here, so if ever he brings up to me that I don't give him his space, I'm going to play back this episode and say, you told America give you your space.
Right?
So be quiet.
Right? Now, don't make me into full of poo. That's
yes,
right.
Exactly.
There's enough full of poo. It's enough of that full of poo stuff today. But yeah, of course, World Cup is grand. God, man. Quarterfinals going on here. Round of 16 is about to end. Quarterfinals coming up next. And
can I ask you a question about the World Cup?
Yeah.
So far, what surprises have you had? And, you know, is it going the way you anticipated?
No, Germany getting knocked out right away before they even got out of group stage. I mean, the last three champions of the year before have gotten knocked out before they even played three games. So it's definitely weird to see teams that are, you know, Germany was ranked number one. I mean, they come into the group stage and they didn't even progress even to the round of 16. I mean, that was kind of shocking. Of course, even Italy, the Netherlands, and USA not being there to begin with was shocking enough for me. But seeing Mexico get knocked out was really no shocker. Seeing Spain get knocked out with the whole coaching situation where the guy took the Madrid head coaching job and they kicked out their head coach like a week before the World Cup's about to go off.
How
like,
do you
dude,
do that?
What are you doing? This guy helped them prepare for that whole situation for a couple of years. He takes a job in Madrid. They're like, well, if you have that job, you can't have this job. And there have been plenty of coaches and managers who have actually gone double duty for a moment in time where they could just run the national team because Real Madrid's not even doing anything right now. They're in off season so much. I mean, yeah, they're preparing and you know, there's semi preparations for the new year coming up, but still have all that's coming up too. My God, Serie A season's gonna be coming up here in August. Do you really think it's June? It's July, I should say. Sorry, wow. July 4th tomorrow. Where did
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July,
if you're
everybody.
Listening to this on the 4th of July and you haven't melted yet, happy 4th of July.
Good luck to you.
And I cannot believe, I swear, it was January a blink ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we went from
amazing.
Winter to summer for sure.
But I'm going to tell people, because I know you don't want to tell people, but I'm going to tell people because I want to get it out there.
Something tells me you want to tell people something.
I want to tell people something. I want to tell people that I hope that this is really what's going on, is that EJ is actually starting up a soccer podcast soon for the new season. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to describe a soccer season other than just to say soccer season.
Yeah.
But we will have that as part of Sports Palooza.
Yeah.
So, he'll have everything from his analysis to, we'll talk predictions
and stuff,
hopefully have some interviews with people in the industry and in the sport, you know. So I'm really looking forward to that because I think that this is really what he's always been meant to do.
Yeah.
And I definitely want your help out there to help spread the word because he's good at this. And I can't wait for him to get back into the recording studio and get these podcasts out.
Yeah, obviously. Well, next week, for anybody out there, I'm having my surgery in my back next week. So hopefully that'll start making me feel a little bit better.
We've been full of surgeries around here. I had one on my hand just a couple of weeks ago, and now that I'm just about all done and recuperating, he decides that he needs to have something done.
I decided.
It's like, hey, let's do
I chose
something.
That.
You chose that.
Come here, give me needles in my back, please. So my favorite thing in the world.
It'll be, you know, a little slow start, but as the season goes on, you'll see more and more from him.
Yeah.
And we have some other surprises in the works, too. So please stick around because it's
fun.
Yeah, it's
we love
a lot
this.
Of fun.
Plus, we love this stuff, man. It's hard to find people who love this stuff as much as we do. And I know you want to look. I see you have some rugby stuff up there. I want to talk about my Wimbledon before you get to that. I have Wimbledon going on.
Before we get to this,
because
there's
really,
so much going on.
Yeah, they really just started Wimbledon. That qualifying was last week, and now they're really into the heart of it. There's so many matches. God, so many 3-0 matches today, too. Just going down the whole entire scoreboard today. Just 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. A lot of beatdowns today. And, of course, still early, you know, early, early. But, oh, man, women's side, too. They're going at it. Wimbledon. It's Wimbledon. It's a major. So, yeah, this is one of my favorite times. From, of course, when the French was here, you saw I was posting all the time. I'm not really posting on my Twitter feed because, you know, if you know how I'm doing, you know how I'm doing because you're one of my customers. And that's as long as they know how I'm doing, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of post publicly anymore a lot because – hey, you either know how I'm doing and you want to be on my side and I'm helping you out and making money and all that because we're making money and I love that kind of stuff and I love helping people make money. And anybody who's in my program right now is certainly making money and that's I dig right. on that. I mean, you know, maybe just a handful, a few people, but they're all happy with me.
Here's the important thing that people need to understand listening to this podcast. I mean, they may not really understand that there is an approval now where you can, or permission, I should say, that it's legal. You can bet living in the United States.
Yeah.
And here's the catch. A lot of people don't know how. They don't know what's involved. Even before, you know, EJ and I got together to do this, I didn't even really understand a lot about the lines. Yeah. And even understanding when he told me that things like, you know, if somebody's grandmother was sick that morning and you found out about it can affect actually the outcome of the game and the weather and all of these little nuances that can really affect how a game is played. Yeah. And where your money
everybody's
should go.
Affected by it. Not yet.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Everybody's affected by something and how the game might turn out. And I've watched him do this and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And that's one of the little surprises is he's actually going to take a step forward and kind of introduce you guys to exactly what you need to know about betting down the road. You're going to see we have some really great things coming up that will help you.
Oh, you're talking about my Amazon stuff
bets.
That we're going to be doing, right?
Yes, we're going to be doing some ebooks, some newsletters, some things that really show you
NFL stuff too.
Right.
Yeah.
How to bet responsibly, but how to do it in a smart way, not just to throw money down on a team because you like their color.
Yeah, or you like a 10-to-1 odds bet that you just think has a great chance today. It's just not that easy.
Exactly.
There's more to it than that. But yeah, let's see rugby. 2018 rugby sevens.
I
look at the World Sevens going.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about is not only did you have Wimbledon, you have the World Cup. You actually have so many other things coming up in July.
Every day is game day.
Pretty much.
Really.
You know, 2018 Rugby World Cup Sevens is going to be coming from San Francisco on July 20th to the 22nd.
God, rugby's growing here.
Yeah,
love
it really is.
Love it.
It really is.
Love
and,
it.
You know, on that note, I have some numbers here. I'm not going to spew numbers, but I went back and looked to see how the World Cup was doing in terms of viewership and is actually doing really, really well.
Yeah.
And
all the upsets help.
Telemundo. Yeah, exactly. Telemundo and Fox Sports, they have these much higher markups compared to the 2014 World Cup.
Yeah.
So more people are watching, and I really hope that it translates to more people watching
football
when MLS comes on and things like that. You know, because hopefully they realize how exciting of a sport it is. I've actually found it more interesting and gotten into it more.
Yeah, the MLS is no World Cup, but
That's it. You're right.
Beyond, but yeah.
But you have the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Coming up.
Great. It's a great sport, man. I love that it's growing here. It's amazing to just see more of it. And then you see a rugby commercial and a rugby series and a rugby this. And you're like, wait a minute, man. Why is rugby just exploding here? It's awesome to see the big sports that are relatively, I don't want to say unknown in our country, but rugby is certainly not an American sport by any stretch of the imagination. So it's cool to see the last 5 years, I guess, really the last 3 years, it's really kind of just been like, wow, rugby's here.
It's so intense.
It is intense.
It's like
no
really
pads.
Intense.
You guys are crazy.
They are.
You guys are nuts.
You know.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Speaking about intense, we have the X Games Minneapolis coming up, which runs actually July 19th to the 22nd
same week.
As well, kind of the same week.
Yeah.
And ESPN and ABC will have a bunch of hours devoted to the games, so you may want to check that out. You can also stream a lot of these things. If you go onto Facebook or YouTube and Twitter, you'll see a lot of the events being streamed. So
live
if you don't
streamed.
Have access, you can
see the MLS. Actually, the MLS Twitter feed actually puts a lot of their games on their MLS Twitter feed, which is really cool because you can't see some of those, you know, Portland Seattle games that you just can't see out on the East Coast, and it's cool, unless you have the MLS ticket, of course. But you know, for people who don't have the ticket and all that, that's great that these websites are actually putting literal games on their websites now.
Yep.
It makes it a lot easier to find. Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah.
And right around the same, well, not right around the same time. This coming up weekend actually starts coverage of the Tour de France.
Tour de France.
You want to talk about, you know, a lot of hours. I mean, NBC Sports is donating. No, it's
donating,
covering 365 plus hours
That's
of
sick.
Coverage. to watch guys on bikes.
That's sick.
Okay. I'm not into this, but, you know, for those of you who are, that's an intense amount of hours of coverage.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to find something there for you to like, you know, you to watch. So you have that coming up as well this weekend.
That's a lot of coverage. Wow.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
And there's just a couple other things that I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
So it is summertime. It is time that we give our annual speech here about supporting your minor league teams.
Hell yeah.
A lot of the states have different teams that you can go and see guys who are in the minors who are trying to work their way up to the majors.
Yeah.
And the games are affordable.
They are. I mean, Gauges, baby.
Our team is the Hudson Valley Renegades.
Oh, yeah.
And weirdly, they aren't the New York Mets or the New York Yankees minor league team. They're actually Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they're Tampa's, yeah.
But we root for them anyway because they're called the Hudson Valley Renegades. And I looked up, and I mean, one of the best seats in the house is only like $16-$20.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And there is no bad seat.
There really isn't
a bad seat there. No. Even if you're having a burger and you're up on that little deck there, you can watch the game from the deck and you'd be like, all right, I can see the whole damn thing from here.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's
fun.
I mean,
I'm going to give a shout out to the Hudson Valley Renegades.
Easy to get out, all that. Yeah.
It is so much fun. In between innings, they do games.
Of course. Throw stuff in the crowd and all that. Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. Just
so
like
please,
it's like most minor league games. Yep. They have a half an inning when they're cleaning the field out there. Yeah, my God, mascots running around, kids shooting stuff into the things, little sidelines where, you know, they have the kid throwing a ball to a kid through a little through a little thing that whichever kid gets it through first gets a little award and you know, little 3 minute little things that they do between innings, which is
it's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So get out and support your minor league.
Yeah.
And then the film and TV person in me wants to tell you guys about this documentary that's coming up.
Oh boy.
It's about an all female, and I think this is appropriate being that we have Jordan on the show today.
Yeah,
so talk about an all female esports team called Girl Got Game. That's the name of the documentary. It's going to air on CW on Wednesday, July 18th.
Mm.
And what it is actually the documentary follows this team.
Well,
it's all-female team. They live in a house together, and they compete against, you know, various video game competitions.
Okay.
And the team is called CLG Red.
Well,
and they are preparing to play the first person shooter game Counter-Strike Global Offensive in a massive competition in Poland.
Wow.
And they live together preparing like any other competitor would prepare for their sport.
Wow, right.
Can you imagine sitting around playing video games is actually preparing
Travis
to
good.
Compete? Yeah, he does it every day.
Yeah.
that's my son. And I just thought that for those of you out there who are into esports, really check this documentary out on July 18th on the CW. Yeah, it is a lot going on. Finally, and before we will then get to our interview, I want to let you guys know that for the next week or so, you can actually vote in the inaugural class of the Pizza Hut Official Fantasy Football Hall of Fame. And basically, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one defense, and one kicker are going to be inducted into the FC's Fantasy Football Hall of Fame, and they're going to announce the winners at the National Fantasy Football Convention.
Nice.
Yes, there is such a thing in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you go, actually the website is, and I wanted to give them the website, it's www.gonffc.com/Hall of Fame, and Hall of Fame is separated by hyphens. You can pick your different quarterbacks and all your players. And
you can have merchandise up there.
Well, I'm just going to do one here. Who would you pick? Peyton for quarterback. Peyton Manning, Dante Culpepper, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, or Michael Vick?
Yeah, I'll take Brett Favre and all that, I think.
I would take Brett or Peyton in all of that as well. But there's a whole bunch of them. It looks like a lot of fun. A shout out to Pizza Hut for doing this. I wanted to give them a little bit of publicity about this. And go have some fun. And, you know, we're going to get to that
interview.
That's cool.
Yeah, you want to get to the interview?
I mean, absolutely.
I definitely want to bring in Jordan here, so that's cool. All right. Man, good information today. It's cool. All right, let's get out of here for the interview, and we'll come back as soon as we bring in Jordan. All right, let's get Jordan in here and enjoy the interview. We'll be right back. All right. We are hanging out with Jordan Zucker. Jordan Zucker is the ringleader for the modern female sports fan. This is a great guest for us. She is the girl's guide to sports. And Jordan, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to hang out with us today. How the hell are you doing today?
Hi, happy Monday. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, that's cool. We love your YouTube channel, by the way. This is so cool. We love what you're doing. You're running around all these little stadiums now. First of all, Lisa wants to ask you a question about what makes you think women's sport. Come on, go ahead, hit her.
What's the million dollar
Right?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I got information on you and I'm like, this is awesome that we have somebody doing this, but it's so interesting because it's 2018 and we have
you
girls.
You said it wasn't needed anymore, right?
Right. Well, it's like Girls Guide to Sports, and then they have to have somebody convince people too that girls actually like sports.
Love.
I mean,
sports.
Love sports. Right. I'm a football junkie.
Yeah.
I'm a baseball junkie. And it just. Do you find that it's still interesting in today's day and age that we even have to go through this at all?
Well, I don't know if interesting is what I would call it, but we still definitely need it. Like, I wait for the day when I show up for an interview and they are not expecting a man. Jordan, for the sports segment, it's obviously going to be a man. Like, people still, it's still not done. Like, we're making traction in this movement, but it's not established yet. Need a little bit more work.
Yeah, you're making it. See, but you're also including this whole foodie point of view because you. Now I know you and your mom.
Yes.
Yeah, you and your mom are big chefs. You and your mom.
Yeah,
that's cool. You and your mom are big chefs over there. I dig that. That's cool. I mean, I was like one of some of the first videos you put up were just about foodie stuff and what to do during events and all that. And then you turned. Yeah, and then you turned into the whole. All right, now we're gonna go visit some stadiums and show people some food. That's cool. Love it. Love the road trip. Now you just put one up just a few days ago. You ended up putting up the Dodger one.
So we started putting up the second leg, the southwest portion of the tour.
Yeah.
Started in LA, and then I'm going to post a new one every Wednesday.
All right. So Petco's going up next, right?
Petco's coming up on Wednesday.
Oh, man. That's a stadium. I mean, when you're in San Diego, I mean, I'm sorry you had to struggle with the weather there. I know that was really unfortunate, and... Yeah, my God, isn't that awesome? I mean, isn't it awesome when you catch the lucky break of having perfect weather in San Diego? Thank you, right?
Right. Oh,
yeah. Well, I want to...
Right?
I want to explain to our listeners what we're talking about with the YouTube channel and the road trip. So tell everybody how this road trip got started, and have you ever done something like this before? That's seriously cool. I mean, did you, when you told somebody, hey, I want you to kind of document this as we go along, what was your goal in terms of what you wanted to show your viewers and why you did it?
I wanted it to be not necessarily in documentary form, but it needed to be shot well. So I just kind of looked at their samples and I needed them to be able to, I needed to get along with them, too. I mean, we were going to be on the road together for 10 days.
Right.
You know, and spending 24 hours together in a car together. And it was great. We got along so well that I just did six more in the Southwest. So we started with the Midwest, flew everybody to Minnesota, rented a car, went to Milwaukee, went to Chicago, went to Detroit, went to Cleveland, went to Pittsburgh. We actually were only going to do five, and then I was told that PNC Park was not to be fixed. And that was our last add-on. So we added Pittsburgh and then flew home from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then we're based in L.A., so the road trip in California style was a little different because we were going home most of the evenings, except for Arizona and San Francisco.
Yeah. Thanks for really posting the Michelada. I mean, that thanks a lot. I mean, that was just fantastic.
The
Michelada? I mean, the Michelada is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really? Did they really have to? When you put that up there, that thing was bigger than your entire body. Like, thanks for
it
the
was
drink.
So and it only comes in one size.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate that you have to drink that whole thing. I felt so bad for you. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a hard job for someone to
I know,
really,
I know.
I really took much to the game.
Yeah, I know. They must have really had to convince you. And that's part of it, too, that I was going to ask you about. Because this is, like, fun stuff. And it's not so scripted. Like, you're not really stuck to, like, all right, this is what we're doing now, this is what we're doing now. Like, you can pretty much just rant on, you know, I mean, obviously there's a sense of, all right, well, I'm here, I have to kind of bring this point up. But it's also kind of unscripted, too. You're really just kind of going out there and be like, all right, I'm here.
And then sometimes we'll get a tour of the stadium.
Yeah.
So I'll get fun facts and trivia pieces and little extra side notes that I can just kind of absorb, regurgitate for the camera
as you go along. Yeah, you had fun with the Dodger one. You know, I can't believe you actually made a comment about that you met a California girl out of this New Yorker. Now, wait, hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go back to your hometown and put up a big poster that says, "You believe she said this?" No doubt.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's so much fun there, though. I mean, it's so hard to not just enjoy those kind of trips, and especially with what you're doing there. I mean, to see California is one thing, but to see it stadium by stadium, like, thank you very much. Like, how much fun are you having?
It's so great. And they're all so, they're so reachable. Like, you could get from one to the other. You could do them all.
Yeah, and it's cool that you can actually, so what's, what, have you had the most fun? Pittsburgh looked like the most fun for you? I don't know which one, out of all the ones.
I don't think it was the most fun.
Man, it looked like you had the most fun, I guess I should say, because you had, like, so far, you're up to, well, eight, you'll come up with your eighth one on Wednesday when you do San Diego. Which one's, yeah, your, which one's your favorite? Because I guess I can only go by how much fun it looks like you're putting up, you know what I mean? Like, but that Pittsburgh one looked
but
like a lot of fun.
Something different to offer. Like, some of them, you know, some had great food, some had great stadium features, some are beautiful. You know, like, everyone had its little treasure of it. Arizona has that pool in the outfield that I didn't even know about.
Yep.
Chase Field has a pool in the outfield.
Yeah. I lived in Arizona for 2 years. And
yeah, that's coming up.
Nice. Yeah, I've been in that.
That was a post-production.
I've been in that pool. That, oh, I against the Yankees back in June of 2010.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
see,
God.
I'm not totally in California.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. You'll be all right.
I'm dreaming of the Yankee Dodger World Series. And we came so close last year. Wow.
Right? Have you thought about incorporating like a foodie with your thing, like a certain, like when you're in Philadelphia, like you can put up, because I know you have recipes on your GirlGuidesToSports.com site. Have you thought about kind of linking a, while I was in Philadelphia, we made this, and this is probably a great, have you thought about like kind of linking your recipes to the cities you're visiting?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. So after the MLB road trip goes up, we're doing a recreation of, I put together like a March Madness style bracket based on MLB Food Fest that I went to, where each stadium represents itself with one concession, and it was a whole big, it was just one event in New York that we went and covered, and so the winning concession is going to be announced tomorrow, and then I'm going to do a recreation of it in a video.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, is a little along the lines of what you're talking about.
Yeah, I see you have in your Twitter feed that people can vote about Tampa Bay and Washington. You don't want
to
go. Yeah, do you really want to go to Tampa? I mean, I'm sorry. Tampa's great. The stadium sucks. Sorry.
That's what I hear. I haven't been down there.
Oh, God.
But their Cuban is delicious.
You think? I mean, you think? That's why, that would be why you go there. You get tickets to the game, you get that, and you leave. Yeah.
Yeah, and before he was traded to the Mariners, my line about the Ruben Cuban was, it's Lil Colonel, Lil Colonel.
Colomé, yeah. Man, are you trying to stick to the pro stadiums? Are you going to try to maybe break in the colleges too? Because you're going to get a whole nother. Oh, boy.
I'm starting with pro stadiums, but eventually I would imagine that I'm
going
to have to
get
myself into
college.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's a whole nother venue, and obviously you have a whole nother fan base, and that's a whole nother fun. I mean, that's right. A whole nother set of fun, because you're dealing with kids who just want to have fun and to get, be a part of all that. Yeah, I mean, I see good things for you. That's cool. Go ahead. Yeah.
Where did all this stuff start? I mean, how, when you were a little kid, did you become such a sports fan?
No, that's the whole thing. I wasn't a sports fan as a little kid. And then when I moved out here and all my friends were playing fantasy football, it was like a little bit of a FOMO situation, and I wanted in on it. And I then thought to myself, I don't understand why I wasn't raised to believe that girls should be sports fans, and that kind of made me mad.
And
that's how it started.
Isn't that amazing? But yeah, it wasn't something you were like doing since you were like 5 years old. Like, I'm going to get this out there since I'm a kid. Like, this just all of a sudden came out of you? What the heck?
I was a Yankee fan in high school for my high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then football, I picked up when I moved to LA and started my own fantasy football league. Girl Guide to Fantasy Football. So it was the gateway. Football is the gateway.
Right? Man. You know what it was? I think because you had the Yuengling in Pittsburgh. I think that's what did it for me, because I'm a huge fan of Yuengling, too.
Yuengling was my college
year. Oh, God. Yum. You know,
reminds me of the colleges.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know. I saw that. And, I wanted to bring you back to the truth. You know, can you call me Blue Lou Boyle? That's the best movie ever. Wow.
We didn't have that much time, so.
You know, they had a True Romance whole big thing out in Detroit. That's so cool. My wife has a whole big book about these travel sites.
I mean, True Romance is the best movie ever. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine when he comes home with that suitcase and she just opens it and like, that's not my stuff. Like, oh my.
Yeah,
these are amazing. Wow. Jordan, that's awesome stuff. All right, so what's now? What's next? So you got San Diego next coming up, and what have you already started filming as you're working your way through California now?
So we wrapped production on them. Now we're in post production, and we're working on two more. Then I'm going to do the winner of the food bracket video. And then I have to start pre-production on, I guess, a World Cup series, one or two on the World Cup that's going on. And then we're going to have to start thinking about football. It's not that far away.
Yeah, a little event called the World Cup, yeah.
The World Cup. I'm a little annoyed that I'm not going to a game for another 8 years.
I know.
Because I'm not going to Russia because I'm mad at them.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to
Qatar.
Qatar or however.
Qatar, yeah.
Yeah. Is it the American version?
Sure.
It's like a letter we don't have. It's like a
Z,
right?
Either way, you're not going there. If I can't pronounce it, I'm not going.
Jordan, let me ask you. You talked about your fantasy football leagues. What do you think scares women so much about wanting to get involved in fantasy football? Because, you know, I mean, I've done it with my son and with my husband, but I haven't, you know, I don't have a lot of female friends either who get involved in it. What do you think that has to change for them to say, hey, this is a lot of fun?
I would imagine the most intimidating part is not knowing. And you think something's so much harder if you don't know about it. You know, like, you just have this idea of like, oh, I don't know what that is. But what I do is I put everybody together in a first-timers league, so you're all learning it together. So it's not like, oh, I'm not going to be able to keep up because they all know what they're doing and I feel like I'm behind the curve. And so it's just taking that first step. And I do it with a very small buy-in or none at all. And that way, if you hate it, you don't play the next year. But just give it a try.
They have to think of it, too, as like, you know, how many times do we get together and have like a Pampered Chef party or an Avon party or a Tupperware party? Have a fantasy football party, you know?
Party. Yeah.
So what tips would you give women who have never participated before and are about to this upcoming season try it for the first time? I mean, how do we know who to pick?
Well, there are many lists. All of this is laid out for you. There are rankings. All of that information is available. And, I mean, I might do an advice column or, like, a Twitter, you know, like, ask the commish kind of thing as a resource. But they're going to not need it. Like, you just kind of, you just got to jump in the pool.
It's scary, though, because
it's all laid out on all the websites.
I suck at it. I mean, as fun as it is, I suck at it. I mean, I basically feel like I'm cheating on my team, who is the Packers, if I choose anybody else.
You'll always own a few Packers, mm-hmm. And you'll always do well.
That, that's right. That's true. I'll give you that. That gets props. So if you're starting, I mean, you know, should women be starting on a team of their own, or can they connect with somebody and say, hey, let's be on it like team together? I mean, some of the people
that's
listening
what I
out there
is get a bunch of people that, you know, that want to learn it together. Or if you are a little slightly braver, just jump into somebody else's league. You're not going to be able to learn it unless you try it. Jump right in. Jump
in the pool. That's my advice. That's good advice, too. Even if you're wondering about it at all, just jump in and then we'll figure it out from there. Right? Don't be scared.
By week three, you'll be a pro.
Right?
Because it's hard to conceptualize it without actually seeing all the stats happen live and watching your scores go up. And you'll just understand it as you're in it.
Right.
I also...
You can listen to Electron it all day long and it won't really translate until you're... Until you're in mid-season.
Yeah. And that's true. And because there's a lot of lingo, a lot of things that people need to know, a lot of terminologies. And it takes time to pick it all up and get better at it. But like you said, you got
to
start somewhere.
By week three to be a pro.
Well, I want to tell everybody out there, too, because Jordan actually raised money through her fantasy football draft party and raised over $36,000 for Planned Parenthood.
Yes, the Super Bowl party.
Yes. Talk a little bit about, the fact that you did that and the other things that you've done to raise money, utilizing your voice and your parties that you have.
So I wanted to join forces on a bunch of different women's issues. So I decided let's have Girls Guide, which is supposed to be empowering women, also help other areas that women, need some support. So I did a Super Bowl party. A Girls Guide hosted Super Bowl party benefiting Planned Parenthood LA, and it was like right after the election, so everybody kind of needed an outlet for, focusing their concerns with the outcome. And it was a wild success. It was like an open bar, all you can eat, and 100% of the ticket went to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
I think I would love to spread the word that if you guys are out there and you're starting your own fantasy football leagues and you're going to take Jordan's advice and please go to her website and start, I would love to see every woman's fantasy football league have some sort of a charity angle where the money
goes
to Planned Parenthood.
It really is.
I would love to see that.
The winner, you can either do, say, 10% to a charity, or it can be, 100%, there's a spectrum of what you could use to make a difference.
Absolutely. And every little bit helps in today's crazy world. Every little bit helps. So I think that's an awesome idea. And, you have such an interesting background. I want to talk to you because, I love watching travel shows and Food Network. And you got to tell us a little bit. I know it has nothing to do with sports and Sportspalooza, but you were on the Food Network's Grill It with Bobby Flay. How did that happen?
Oh my God. Why? My background is in front of the camera. I'm an actor. I was on Scrubs for a little while. So I auditioned. I created my own little at home video in my friend's barbecue, and I sent it in, submitted it, and I got on the show, and it was a dream. Bobby and I got along like nobody's business. Everybody was like, wow, you guys seem like you've known each other for years. And he was just so lovely and hospitable and warm. And it was such a well-run production. It was a dream.
Now, you've been on Scrubs, and by the way, you look like the... I'm blanking out, but the other nurse or the other actress on Scrubs that also played on Roseanne, I'm blanking out on her name.
Oh, Sarah Chalk.
Sarah, yeah. Right. Do you ever get told that you look like her, even though weirdly you were also on Scrubs?
Wow.
Because when you look at your picture on your website, you definitely have a resemblance to her. So
my celebrity doppelganger consistently is Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, I don't see.
I can get that.
Oh, you see that? I see more Sarah.
Yeah. Like people used to stop me on the street and like, no.
Wow. I don't know Ryan Philippe at all. No.
But let me also ask you, why did you decide, you have the sports route, and of course you can take your acting and being in front of the camera and doing all these interviews. Why not continue doing the acting? Or are you still?
I would still love to. It's just kind of,
Okay.
You get kind of, it comes in waves sometimes in the acting career.
Oh, that's cool. So you're just doing this because you just want to do this? What's going on with that? Really?
I see. Right, is that how someone chose their job?
Yeah. That's how we chose this.
Right?
We just want to do it.
I mean, that's really what it's all about, right? That's fun. I mean, if you're not having fun at what you're doing, then what the hell are you doing it for? I mean, really, right?
I agree. And, you're such a busy lady, and it's amazing that, we've had an opportunity to talk to you just about some of the things that you're doing for women. Whether it's teaching them about sports or getting their names out or getting the information out there that, hey, we love sports
just as much as men,
Be an example.
Exactly. Is there anything that you wanted to tell our listeners that we haven't asked you about that maybe you have coming up and want to get the word out?
Sports wise, I think we covered everything on the calendar right now. The cookbook's coming out this holiday season. Called One Dish, Four Seasons. There's no sports in it, though, so we don't have to talk about it.
Okay. It's still cool. Hey, food's still cool. We all have to eat. I assume that...
I pair everything with a wine and a music album. It's the recipe trifecta, and nobody's done that before.
And you're going to put that on your Girls Guide to Sports.com regardless, right? Either way.
Sure. You'll be able to find it if you go to Girls Guide Sports. I'll have linked up.
That's pretty cool. Do you want to link to your Twitter feed, or you want to just mention the Girls Guide to Sports and we'll let you go from there? Because you can actually access everything from there anyway, so I'm pretty sure everybody can.
Yeah, GirlsGuideToSports.com is the website, and then it's Girls Guide to Sports on Instagram, and Girls Guide to Sports didn't fit on Twitter, so I had to shave it to Girls Guide Jay-Z for Jordan Zucker. But I hope, maybe, I don't know, I can talk to them and see if we can make an exception.
Yeah.
It's not
going to
happen.
No doubt. You keep waiting on that, let us know how it goes. No doubt. Well, good luck with the rest of the videos. Obviously, when the cookbook comes out, you know, even if it isn't sports related, maybe you can just name something in there with a sports theme and oops.
Yeah, just put a pun on it.
Right? Why wouldn't you? We visited here and here's your sport. I like it. I'm telling you, I like it.
Right. All right, Jordan. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks for hanging out with us. I mean, I can't thank you again enough for hanging out with us. You know, hopefully good stuff. Good stuff comes your way. So, yeah, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jordan. Have a great week. And
thanks, you guys.
I really appreciate that you stayed on the air with us. Have a good day.
See you later, Jordan.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Ah, yeah, awesome. It's just awesome stuff, right?
It is. Keep it going, Jordan.
She's fun. I mean, man, so Arizona, she just, like I said, she just got done posting an Arizona trip, which she didn't mention there because, she hadn't gotten there yet. We actually interviewed her, man, about a week ago or so, and we're just getting this up now, so sorry about that. And, Jordan is going to have so much fun. I mean, I don't know if she's going to take on the NFL.
We'll have to find out and bring her back later.
Maybe we'll do the NFL. She can do baseball.
Yep. I have no problem.
We'll start our own little trip, man.
Absolutely.
God, that would be so much fun. Imagine.
You heard it here, folks. He wants to start a trip to
the access to Yankee Stadium that we have and the people that we know down there. I mean, you want to talk about an inside access to Yankee Stadium? Yes, we have that.
Yep. We're not going to say what or
how. No, but we don't. It's just all about who you know.
It is.
It's all about who you know.
But I have no problem going around. I mean, it wasn't my first football stadium because I have been down to see the Giants play.
Giants Stadium.
But, I mean, obviously the only one I really care about was Lambeau.
Yeah. That was just, 2 years
ago. I'd like to go back, please.
Yep. You're welcome.
I'd like to go back, please.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, we got to let these people go.
Yeah, let's get everybody out of here. Jordan, we cannot thank you enough for taking time to hang out with us. Again, you can check her out at girlsguidetosports.com, over on her Twitter feed, at girlsguidejz. And that's a cool name, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, the Jay-Z.
Initials Jay-Z, not Jay-Z.
Yeah, like not like Jay-Z. Yeah, just the letter Jay-Z.
Yep.
And very cool. All right, let's get out of here.
Before we get out of here, let's tell people to please follow us at Palooza Radio.
On Twitter.
Let us know if you like this. Please like the podcast.
Yeah, share our stuff if you can. That'd be cool. We appreciate anything. Yes. Anything you can give us, we certainly appreciate. And Jordan will certainly appreciate it too. She sees that we're helping her out a little bit, and hopefully she's enjoying the hell out of herself.
And if you guys are out there and you have a similar story to whether it's Jordan's or you've gone to all these different stadiums or you've done something
even
super
minor
cool.
league stuff and all that,
come talk to us.
Drop us a line. Which email you think we want?
If they go to Palooza Radio, they can tweet to us and let us know that they're interested, and we can direct message with them through Twitter.
Yeah, we have. I think it's PaloozaRadio@gmail.com. I believe.
There you go.
All right, let's get right. No, it's PaloozaSports@gmail.com. I got it. It's PaloozaSports@gmail.com. We're organized here. It takes a minute. That's all.
It's hot.
Yeah, come on. We can blame the heat. All right, go turn the air conditioner on. All right, we're out of here. Again, thanks, and we'll talk to you later. Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.